Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Heather in the news. What do you got going on, Heather?
Hey, you guys. Good morning. So the Detroit Marathon was marked by love and loss over the weekend. So history was actually made. There was the first husband and wife duo that won their respective races. First time in history of the marathon that that has ever happened. But tragedy also struck when a 57-year-old runner collapsed and died right around the fifth mile marker. So during this race, runners crossed the Ambassador Bridge into Canada. They come back through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. So this man collapsed on the Canadian side. He was rushed to the hospital there, the Windsor Regional Hospital, where he ended up passing away. Very sad. Yeah. The only other fatality in the marathon's history was back in 1994 when a 42-year-old man from Troy passed away from a heart attack. Mm. So very sad. But the happy part, that this husband and wife duo, right? Mm-hmm. The husband finished in 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 47 seconds. His wife, 2 hours, 42 minutes, and 46 seconds. They had this huge embrace at the end of the race, both from Ferndale. Pretty cool to see that as well.
That's cool.
Yeah. So while Aiden Hutchinson is recovering from this broken tibia and fibula, he watched the Lions beat the Vikings from his home, kind of like the rest of us took in the game. He made a post on the Instagram page for his brand, House of Hutch. He posted some pictures from Sunday, you know, with his family, and he captioned the post, "Game day looked a little different today, but counting our blessing and counting another Lions win." And then he also gave an update in a separate post, kind of like how he is doing following the surgery. And he said, you know, he's on the road to recovery, attacking each day. And of course, everyone wants to know, you know, when are we going to see him back, right? So Dan Campbell has said that his recovery will be about 4 to 6 months. But there are some sources that are saying there's a realistic chance that he could return for the Super Bowl if Detroit does advance that far. There's one source that went as far to say that it would be more surprising if he did not make it back for a potential Super Bowl appearance than if he did.
I saw no ligament or nerve damage, too, which I think may be part of the optimism.
Yeah, no nerve damage, no ligament damage was also part of the report. Now, it goes to how valid are these reports and the sources that we're relying on. If there's no ligament damage, it's a clean break. I think there's a if anybody can, like Dan said, if anybody can, I would think Hutch would be a leading candidate. Mm-hmm. But my expectations that he could come in and be a major contributor in the Super Bowl is limited.
Yeah. Pink, she recently performed at Little Caesars Arena, and from what I hear, it was a fantastic show. However, she just had to cancel a bunch of her upcoming concert dates, and really no specific reason. She said on social media, it was due to reasons beyond her control. So she canceled 4 upcoming dates. So her next concert will be scheduled on November 3rd in Austin, Texas. It was a concert I would have loved to have went to. I've never seen her perform, but I hear she always does amazing things. You guys, Halloween, it's upon us, which means it is time to unveil Michigan's most popular Halloween candy. Candy corn is not the most popular,
oh,
but it
thank
did.
You.
Good.
It used to be, right? Like, it's like gross. I mean, it's not, I don't know. Of
but
all the candy, how is that the most popular, yeah, right? It doesn't make any sense. So this year, Starburst is Michigan's most popular Halloween candy, followed by candy corn and Butterfinger. Now, nationally, M&M's actually dethroned the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for the top spot, followed by the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and Sour Patch Kids.
I would take all three of the top ones nationally. I would take 2 of the top ones, obviously not candy corn, locally. I'm curious, are they, I'm going to ask a question that there's no answer for.
Okay.
Are they including all versions of M&M's or just the classic original?
Well, all, because that was one of the reasons they said it probably took over that top spot. That's is because Eminem has so many versions, right? You can get the chocolate,
the peanut,
you can get the
cookie dough ones are really good if you haven't had them.
I have not tried the cookie, but the creamy peanut butter ones, once you start, you can't stop.
And for Starburst for Michigan, red Starburst, number one Starburst.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like the pink.
Okay. Red or pink, it doesn't matter.
Either one. Yeah. Those are the top two. Yeah. It's Heather with the news.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.